Blog Talk Radio.
Test, test.
You're a silhouette of splendor. I love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling. Makes it so easy and oh so pleasing to concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love too. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, straight on you. Come by and pick you up and take you out. We had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. That was our love call, and in the distance I heard you say,
guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and this is he. All right, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page on blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call that number and comment on today's episode. Or you can just call and say hello. I don't mind that either. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you there. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to say, give a happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Tommy, and also a longtime friend of my wife and I, Miss LaVincia Harper. All right, and I wanted to say happy birthday to them both, and I know they had great times on yesterday. Sorry I missed both you guys' celebrations, but you know me. I'll try to make it up to you at a later date, okay? Okay, and let's see, what else? There was something else I wanted to talk about. I'm being poked and prodded about getting involved in fantasy football and this DraftKings, okay? And I've dwiddled with fantasy football before, maybe 2 years ago, but I never got involved, okay? And so I guess with this, maybe I'll start to read a little bit and try to understand what's going on with it and maybe get involved. Okay? Maybe get involved. So I'm thinking about it. Okay? I'm thinking about it. Now, and for me, I don't know. I guess I can, you know, do my best to put a team together and work things out. But if there's anyone out there who is involved in fantasy football or DraftKings, even give me a call or send me a message or something. Let me know how to get in touch with you, and so that we can talk and maybe strategize a little bit. Because with me, if I'm gonna get involved, you guys know that I hate to lose, especially when it comes to money. And it's not much money at all, but it is money, and I'm very competitive, and I don't want to lose at anything. Okay, so give me a shout and let me know what's going on, or if you guys can help me I'd appreciate it. Now, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Happy Thursday to you guys. I know today is usually Throwback Thursday, and I will be doing a little music towards the end of the show. But for right now, I came across this story this morning, and I wanted to get it out to you guys, and maybe you guys could give me a little bit of feedback on it, maybe through here or maybe through an email or what have you, but maybe you guys can give me a little feedback on this. And this, what I found, and I found it in an online article called Newser.com. Okay, NEWSER.com. But before I get into that, let's do our weather and our word of the day. Okay. Now, today's weather is 70 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 78 today. Partly cloudy skies with a chance of rain. Also, tomorrow we're looking at a high of 70 degrees with a chance of rain. Now, you can see as fall comes in, as the temperatures, the highs of the day starting to slowly peak down. Okay, it's 78 today is the high. Tomorrow, 70 degrees tomorrow is the high tomorrow, partly cloudy. Saturday is 77 with rain. Sunday is 78 with rain. Monday is 78 with rain. Okay, and that's probably not what it's going to be, but that's what they're predicting. Okay, and today's word of the day is timeless. Timeless. Timeless is an adjective. That means it describes. Okay. And the first meaning of is has a A and B meaning in the first definition, which is having no beginning or end. Timeless. It's eternal. Okay. And B is not restricted to a particular time or date. And the second meaning is not affected by time. It's ageless, okay? That is the meaning of timeless. All right? Now, our quote of the day from our The Power of Goals, is, the most important thing about goals is having one and writing it down. And maybe writing it down is the most important part of a goal. Okay? A goal is nothing if it's not in writing, if you're not looking at it every day and things like that. So the most important thing about goals is having one and writing it down. All right? Grab a hold of that, guys, and do that. If you have a goal, write it down and look at it on a daily basis. Look at that goal, because the power of writing it down, writing a goal down and looking at it every day, gives you the energy and the strength to go for it. Okay? That gives you the energy and the strength to go for it. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is entitled The 6-Hour Workday with 8-Hour Pay is Getting the Thumbs Up. Why? So we're going to discuss some of the pros and cons of working 6-hour days and still getting your regular 8 hours of pay. Okay? So let's talk out loud. Now, this article from the Newser.com says this is something that's being implemented in Sweden. The Swedes usually are, the front runners when it comes to things of this nature. So this is right now is being tried in Sweden. And again, the Swedes are usually the front runners in this kind of stuff. And they're doing this with extraordinary success. And this particular workplace have been doing it since February. Okay. Now they've been studying this for the last 3 years now. And I had one of my listeners sent me a message and said this would break companies. Break. Are you saying, you know, are you saying break as in money, you know, break them in money, or are you saying it'll kill the company? What are you saying? Or are you saying both? And that's what I'm looking for. Are you saying it'll kill the companies? It'll kill the companies because it'll break the companies in money, or what? Now, again, they're saying that the companies are being more profitable from 6-hour work days. They're also saying that companies are being more productive in 6-hour work days. I'm going to read the article. It's a short article, and I'm going to read it, and then we'll talk a little bit. It says, full-time workers in the United States spend an average of 47 hours a week punched in for a paycheck, according to Gallup data cited by Quartz. Keeping pace with the current trend to work harder and longer. But a retirement home in Sweden has been reaping positive results from an experiment in the opposite. A 6-hour workday in which nurses receive full-time pay for their shorter shifts and by anecdotal accounts pouring in since the workers at the, I can't pronounce that, whatever the home is, in Gothenburg, Sweden, switched from their 8-hour shifts in February. Employees are enjoying a better quality of life, which ups their well-being and allows them to take better care of their elderly patients, their families, and themselves. Okay, and one of the nurses quoted saying, I used to be exhausted all the time, and I would come home from work and pass out on the sofa. But now I am much more alert. I have much more energy for my work and also for family life. Other employers in Sweden are testing this abridged workday out as well, including a Toyota repair shop in Gothenburg, which says it's seen less turnover as well as greater productivity and profits since instituting the 6-hour day 13 years ago. So they've been doing it 13 years. They say that their staff feels better and it's easier to recruit new people. The managing director tells The Guardian, that's what the managing director said, the Toyota repair shop said about their 6-hour workday. They've had implemented for 13 years. They have a shorter travel time to work. I don't know how that works, shorter. They have a shorter travel time to work. There is more efficient use of the machines and lower capital costs. Everyone is happy. Well, not everyone. Conservatives claim the extra expense to hire additional workers to cover the shift gaps is untenable. I don't know what untenable means, but it's like living in a world where it's raining money from the sky, one conservative poll tells the paper. But those who see the benefits overall say it's worth it. And a business administration researcher tells The Guardian, we may even be able to extrapolate this to the next level, the 4-hour workday, which was advocated nearly 90 years ago by philosopher Bertrand Russell, Quartz notes. Now, and that's the end of the article. Me thinking about this, and I've been thinking about it all morning, And I'm sure you guys have your thoughts. A 6-hour workday to me would mean, okay, my workplace has three shifts, okay, 3 8-hour shifts. At 3 times 8 is 24. So we're running all day, all night, Monday through Friday, and all day, all night on some Saturdays. All right. Now, and this is just me talking. When there's Saturday work, when there's a 6-day work week, when we have to work 6 days, 6 out of 7 days, when there's a 6-day work week at work, and like on yesterday, they cancel this coming Saturday. Okay, we were going to have to work this Saturday, but they canceled it. You would not believe the facial expression that comes across the employees' faces when they hear that Saturday has been canceled. There is nothing more important to people who do a great job at work and work every day and come to work every day to do a great job for a paycheck. You wouldn't believe the way that they feel about not working on a Saturday. Saturday would mean extra pay, which is time and a half pay. But that's all. Okay? Time and a half pay. To some people, pay is not what they're working for. I mean, of course you go to work to make money because you have bills, because you want things. But to take away from family time, take away from things that you want to do and you plan for the weekend, is sometimes not worth it. Okay, it's sometimes not worth it. Money is not everything. Time with family is more important than money. Okay, time with family is more important than money. That's in America. Now you have other countries that didn't quite feel that way. But in America, we've been brought up in a country where, you know, time with family and doing things with family is very important. You know, lifestyle is time plus money. Time and money is lifestyle. And so, you think about a doctor, and doctors they spend a lot of time in the hospitals or whatever, if that's their deal. Doctors spend a lot of time at the hospital away from his family. Now he's making a lot of money. Okay. According to what kind of doctor he is, he's making a lot of money. What is that money without time to enjoy it? Okay? Someone told me once that, okay, Frank, you're out there chasing the dollar, but what about time with your family? Time with your kids? Now I knew a doctor. I had a friend of mine whose brother is a heart surgeon. Okay, lives in Alabama, a heart surgeon. And this heart surgeon, he's got a big house. They got a beach house, and he's got three kids and a wife at home. But he's at the hospital all day.
on call when he's not at the hospital. So he may get a call anytime to come in and do something and work, do some kind of emergency surgery or something. And so he's always into that. And she says, the wife says that, you know, it's sad that he makes a lot of money, but we have the lifestyle. His wife and kids have the lifestyle that he wants. Okay? They go on vacation without him. And then because he has to work, and then he'll fly in to be with them on vacation later on in the week because he has to work. Now, I mean, they got money. But what is it with the money if you don't have the lifestyle to go with it? Now, I also have a friend who's totally retired and makes a couple of million a year. All right? But he doesn't punch a clock every day. He doesn't go to work. But he's totally retired and still making millions of dollars a year. That's lifestyle. Time and money is lifestyle. Remember that, guys. So, getting back to the six-hour workday. Okay, if you implement a six-hour workday, 6 times 4, 24. So you'd have, instead of having three shifts, you'd have to go to four shifts. So you'd have to hire another, really shift of people. Okay, so if you hire another shift of people, that would mean, yes, more money for the company to dole out. But if these companies are reporting record numbers every month, how do they report record numbers every month? Because their employees are putting out record numbers in production every month. Now, you know, some of the pros, you know, that's a con as far as the company goes, is that, you know, you have to hire another shift of people and maybe pay out a little more money in payroll. Okay. They're making billions of dollars already. These companies are making billions of dollars already. Their profits are in the billions. Okay. And so if you hire another shift of people, I believe that you can pay them. If that's going to increase your productivity, cut down on your mistakes. Because when you work people hard and harder and harder and harder, asking more and more and more out of people, they're going to start to make mistakes. And you're also going to lose some people. What I've seen in the workplace, there are so many people that, you know, work so hard at these jobs, and when you work them this hard and then work them on Saturday and don't increase their pay, but the companies are throwing record numbers. They're putting out saying we got record numbers this month. They're putting out record numbers for their companies. Companies are looking good, but the employees are looking like trash. So they'll walk out of the door. That's why the door is a revolving door. That's what they say when they mean revolving door. That's what they're saying, is that the door is steadily revolving because people are going in and people are coming out. As they come in, they go out. Come in, go out. Come in, go out. That means there are people coming in, want to work there, but there are people going out that saying they don't want to work there because of some of the working conditions and things like that, pay, other things that happen. You know, I know people that have quit jobs because of and taken jobs with less pay because of the environment.
and the work schedule, work ethic that they expect from people. Okay? Deadlines and things like that they put on people. Or they have people in management positions that are not true managers. You know, they're not true managers. Some managers get on to you and say things to you that some men can't take, you know, and they'll walk out. Okay? And because they're in management positions, sometimes they won't say things back that they want to say. But a man will not take another man saying things to him that belittles him. So there are people in management positions that should not be in those positions because they don't know how to manage. They're just in those positions because they've been in the business for this long, and they've asked to be in a position that's higher than what they have before, and they're put in those positions. Okay? And then they have to go through all, then you have to put them through all this training. And it's not training about the job. They know the job. It's training about how to manage people, how to handle people, how to deal with different personalities. That's a huge part of management. That's probably the biggest part of management, is how to handle people, how to handle your workers, and things like that. That's the biggest part of managing people. It's not the job. You know the job. The job doesn't change. It's a repetitive thing over and over and over again. It's how you handle people. That's management. So people in management positions, if you are in management positions or you are listening to my show right now, the things you need to do is learn about people. You need to read books and things like that about managing people, because that's what you do. Okay? You need to read books about managing people. You'll understand these different personalities and how they are, how they work, and that's what's important to you. And that's how you keep people, because if you have someone on your team knows that you will come to bat for them, they'll break their backs to work and do things for you. That's no doubt. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, again, I ran a company myself. I had my own company. I ran my own company for 21 years, and that was my problem. I knew my job. I knew what I had to do. I knew what I had to do for people to keep my money coming, okay? But in the beginning, I was not a people person. I did not know how to handle people. But once I started reading these different books about personalities and things like that, started understanding different people and different people's ways. So I could go into someone's office that I was looking to grab their business. I could go into their office and sit and talk with them and understand their personality and understood what they wanted and how they wanted it. And I was able to grab a lot of business that way. Okay, I was able to grab a lot of business that way. And believe it or not, the way I was grabbing business was the attorneys that my company worked for. Because I was going into these mortgage companies and these banks for these attorneys. Then in turn, these attorneys wanted me to grab some of those people in those banks and those mortgage companies and have lunch for them or take them to lunch at times. So because of that, now I'm taking somebody to lunch at these mortgage companies and these banks. At the same time, I'm talking about my business as well. So I was able to garner some business from them
when I was also doing business for the attorneys that I was working for. That was a win-win situation on both of our parts. And the attorneys were paying for lunch. So then next thing I know, I'm having to hire more people to handle the business that I had coming because I couldn't. Okay? And that's how you do business. So, you know, this six-hour workday, I think, would be something to look into. I know it would be a huge difference in what's going on now. Man, a lot of changes and things like that in your business as far as the turnover and things like that. But I think as far as you bringing in people and having to train them and get them trained up to speed to get things going, once that gets started, I don't think that revolving door would revolve as much with a six-hour workday and you still paying people the same amount of money. I believe your employees would break their backs to do things for you that you need for them to do. I think they'll work Saturdays, even though, you know, you cut them from 8 hours to 6 hour work days. I think they'll work Saturdays with no problem sometimes. And hey, who knows? Who knows? But the Swedes are doing it with great success, and maybe the U.S. would see that and follow in those footsteps at a later date. All right, so, you know, that's it. That's it. I believe that, you know, that thing would work. So, let's see. I got about a few minutes left in the show. I wanted to play a little music for Throwback Thursday, but I don't think I will. I'm going to go ahead and shut down. I got a lot of things to do before I head off to work. I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. And, but you guys, what I'm going to say is you guys take care of yourselves, and the weather is changing. So, you know, stay conscious of that. The weather's changing, so stay conscious of that and wear some long sleeves if you're out in the evening, or wear a light jacket if you're out in the evening, and continue to keep your kids with a long sleeve or a light jacket on for the next few weeks, because fall is coming in and the change of season means that, you know, you could easily get sick. So I'm going to say goodbye, guys, and join me tomorrow, same time, same place, 10 o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day. Take care, guys.
La, da, da, da. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter. Myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.